The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you because you love us so much. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for revealing yourself to us. Thank you because you want us to be of a full stature of who you are. Thank you, Father, because you will reveal yourself to us today, and our life will not remain the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, by God's grace, we shall start looking at another woman in the scripture, and the name of the woman is Zipporah. Zipporah is the wife of Moses. And so many people did not even know the name of the wife of Moses. Everybody just know about Moses. But today we want to know about this woman that was married to such a great leader and deliverer in the person of Moses. Who was Zipporah? Zipporah was a Midianite. And the meaning of her name is a little bird or a sparrow. The name of her father, we were not told the name of her mom, but we knew that Zipporah was one of the daughters of Jethro that was a priest in Midian. And another name of Jethro was Reuel. Actually, Jethro is like an official title, and Reuel was the real name of the father of Zipporah. Jethro was a shepherd, and so Zipporah ended up to be a shepherdess. The question now is, how did Zipporah and Moses, how did they meet? And we want to look at that. That will take us to Exodus chapter 2. We start looking at the background. What led Moses to meet Zipporah? Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 2, and let's start reading from verse 11. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating an Hebrew, one of his own people, glancing this way and that way and seeing no one. He killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrew fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" Verse 14, the man said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." Then when Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat by a well. Now a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and filled the trough to water their father's flock. Let's stop there. We will see that the background was that Moses was having problem in Egypt. Don't forget that Moses was raised as the prince of the land of Egypt. As a matter of fact, he was to become, by tradition, the next king, the next pharaoh, because he was adopted as the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. But at a point in his life, there is a turning in his life. And the turning in his life was in that verse 11, when the Bible said that one day, after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his people were and watched. He watched. You know, in KJV, he said that he looked. That looking and watching is not just a glance or just a casual look, but a look with sympathy, with a feeling, with emotion. And this is what stirred him into the action, and he was defending that Egyptian, you know, that Hebrew, and eventually killed the Egyptian. The next day, when he saw two Hebrews and they were quarreling, he wanted to step in and say that you shouldn't do that, you are brothers. This was known because of what the two Hebrews said, that who make you judge? You want to kill us? As you kill that person? Then Moses knew that he was in trouble, and he started to flee to Midian. And that is the spot where God was preparing this great deliverer to have his next 40 years of education, of schooling, you know. The Lord make us to go through different things in life. Just as your spouse have gone through different things in life before he met you, so also Moses had gone through a lot, you know, from the prince now to a wanderer in the desert. Let's go on with this. Verse 17. Let's start from 16. Now, a priest of Midian has 7 daughters, and they came to draw water and feed the trough to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. We are looking at how Moses met with Zipporah. Moses, as usual, even as he was running away from Egypt, he got to a well in Midian and he sat down. Coincidentally, that was the very well that these 7 daughters of Jethro were coming to water their flock. Now, just as the Lord had put this compassion in Moses, that compassion came out again. These bullies, they came to scare these girls, these 7 girls, that, no, we're going to water, don't they? Get out, get out. And Moses was watching. And Moses got angry in him again, and he wanted to act. Now it tells us that Moses was raised as an Egyptian, but in his heart, he was not an Egyptian. An Egyptian is expected at that time to look at all these things and not see anything wrong in it, because the Israelites, the Hebrews, they were slaves there and they were being ill-treated. It's something that Egyptians were seeing every day, and they are not having any problem with that. But Moses was different in heart, and his heart is what we are looking at again. He got up and he was ready to defend again, to defend those girls. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. Verse 18, we are looking at how they met. When the girls returned to Reuel, their father, that is Jethro, he asked them, "Why have you returned so early today?" They answered, "An Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock. And where is he?" He asked his daughters, "Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat." Now, these girls, they were so happy that day that those bullies, they were not able to do anything for them. And so they were able to arrive so early. And so their father said that, "Oh, look at the time. Oh, you made it so quick today." And he said, "Well, it's a miracle. We met an Egyptian." And how did they know that he was an Egyptian? Because of his appearance, because of his accent, because of his, you know, his attitude. They knew that he was an Egyptian. Now, the father said that you should not have left him. Go back. Go back and bring him. Now, we will see that the Lord Almighty had a way of arranging things. It means that God arranged the marriage between Moses and Zipporah. Otherwise, Moses could have gone to another direction in that desert, or Moses would have got up immediately the girls had left to go somewhere else. But you know what? Moses was there. still sitting at the well when those girls came. And I want us to learn something there, that there will be so many stages in our life when we will sit at the well and it appears as if everything had finished. And yet, God just about to start something. 40 years in Egypt had ended. Another 40 years was about to start at that well in Midian. They had been attacked day by day. And when Jethro now rebuked them and sent them to go and bring Moses. Moses, we will see that although by appearance he was an Egyptian, again, in his heart, he was not an Egyptian. He had compassion. God wanted to use that compassion. And God is just about to start using that compassion. But it's going to take him 40 years. But with these 40 years in the school of God Almighty, and he put his classroom in the desert of Midian, not in the palace of Pharaoh. He put that classroom in the desert where he was going to teach Moses what to do. And it was during these 40 years of his training of the purpose of God in his life that Zipporah was going to be in his life. Jethro invited Moses to live with him. That is in verse 21. You know, from verse 20. Where is he? He asked his daughters. Why did you leave him? Invite him in to have something to eat. Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Moses, Zipporah was given to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become an alien in a foreign land. Can you see again? Moses, they got married, he had this son, and the custom at that time is to look at the circumstances around you to name your child. That child was named Gershom, that I am an alien. I don't have a citizenship in this place. Telling us that Moses was not even focusing on Egypt or on Midian, but is focusing on God. And this is what is now going to affect the relationship of Moses and Zipporah. Who is Moses? Who is Zipporah? Just like in your marriage, you are different. And those differences could cause conflict, could cause problem. But we are going to see the secret of how all our differences from our spouse can even become glue that will glue us together. And so instead of separating, it can start to work for good in our life. We pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank and worship you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you because you are the I am that I am. Thank you because we know that all things will work together for good for us because we love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know that even in our homes, in spite of all the differences, in spite of every experience that we have gone through before we meet our spouses, that you, the Lord, you will see use everything to work together for good. We want to thank you, Lord. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.